Happy Thursday, KMA Land. I'm Spencer Williams, one half of the duo known as the Double X Factor, right here each weekday on KMA. We call our program the Double X Factor for the two X chromosomes that make up females. And Sandy E.D. Hansen and I are certainly that. But we're also personal growth advocates for others, for each other. And we're learning to be that for ourselves as well. And no matter the topic each week, we always come back to the better relationship we have with ourselves, the better the relationship we have with others. And that's the same thing in this week's topic of the difference between being nice and being kind. Oftentimes, people are seen as nice when they are agreeable and always known as mellow. But being agreeable and laid back can also transform into submissive or accommodating on the surface and resentful and caught up in self-pity underneath. Once again, we're back in this powerless state. We're being taken for granted and we're limiting ourselves in the ability to have genuine relationships. However, just like we're trying to do this week on the Double X Factor, we can undo the damage we've caused by being nice. Nice does not mean we have to be weak. In fact, making sure you reflect on how you really feel is a sign of strength, and it's the only way you can show true compassion and kindness to yourself and in turn others. I'll share a personal story of how I started working on this kindness project in myself several years ago, and it was a simple start that got bigger each and every day with more practice. It's also probably a common conversation in every home. You know it. It's the what's for dinner question. I don't care. What do you want? No, I don't care. What do you want? Some days you absolutely don't care, and other days you do. That's where you start. Make decisions that affect you. Say no when a favor is asked. Take time to do something specifically for yourself. Don't move your calendar around based on someone else's request. Speak up if you feel a conversation is one-sided. Yes, I know these seem like simple changes, but small victories build momentum. Does actually standing up for your well-being make you feel like you are not being nice to others? It could at first. But nice just isn't what we're striving for anymore. We're searching for kindness, and we're starting with ourselves. We can tell our support network what we're trying to accomplish. Your trustworthy friends and family members will probably applaud you unless they have grown accustomed to using you. And that's where it may become uber important to avoid victimizing yourself or blaming others. These behaviors only accumulate negativity and do nothing to solve your problems. Kindness doesn't make excuses, especially for your feelings. They are yours and they are valid, and usually they are only limited by our own minds. I can't wait for you to hear what Sandy has to finish off the week on this topic tomorrow, and we'll be back with a whole new topic next week. As always, we thank you so much for listening to the Double X Factor each weekday here on KMA.